Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. And the 2016 NBA playoffs, they are underway, and we have a very special guest who's joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Rod Higgins played for seven teams over his 13 NBA seasons, but he enjoyed the most success during his 7 years with the Warriors. Following his playing career, Rod Higgins served as the Warriors' assistant coach and later became the team's general manager for three seasons, and most recently served as the Charlotte Hornets general manager. It's an honor to have you with us for the very first time on our show right here at YSR. Good evening, Rod.
Hi, thank you, Melissa. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, there's a number of topics that we want to discuss. Obviously, the postseason is here, and we wanted to get your impressions on the first round of the 2016 playoffs. And I have to be honest with you, I think in many ways it's been a bit underwhelming and lopsided in these matchups. Would you agree?
Yeah, particularly the first game of a lot of those series. You know, there were some significant point spreads in terms of, 20 to 30-point wins for the prospective teams. And, you know, for a guy who's been around and seen a lot of basketball, you know, it's hard for me to say underwhelming in a sense because, you know, basketball is such a fantastic sport. And you can see when the players go from the regular season to the postseason, how they ramp up their intensity level. They are now planning to all trying to win, you know, a championship and win that ring. So hopefully things get better, Melissa, and the average fan can be pleased with the product.
Rod, is there one particular series or teams that perhaps could surprise and have a deep run and have that breakthrough in the playoffs?
Well, you got to look at some of the East Coast opportunities. I think Toronto, Indiana, that series is going to be one that's still developing as a West Coast series. Dallas got fortunate, I won't say lucky, to upset OKC in the game last week. So those type of games, because now the home court advantage is to the team that was not favored. So it'll be interesting for the game three opportunities that Indiana and Dallas will have facing the favorites.
Former Charlotte Hornets and Golden State Warriors general manager Rod Higgins is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker Campbell, and we're interactive. We would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at @eRadioSports, and you can always go back and listen to our entire interview at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. And Rod, you were talking about, you know, one of the surprise series and teams has been the Indiana Pacers. They took out the Toronto Raptors in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference quarterfinal series. Can the Pacers, can they upset the Raptors in the first round of the playoffs? I mean, how far could they go?
I definitely think they can upset them. It's not a situation where Toronto has had, you know, the big-time experience, the big-time success postseason. You know, you look at some of their past playoff performances, you know, they let teams have an opportunity to kind of get in there. Like, for instance, when Indiana played that terrific game one,
yeah.
Indiana now goes to their home court. So to answer your question, I definitely think Indiana can upset that team. It's just, and the other thing about Indiana is they have that superstar player. And you know in this business, in the NBA business,
oh yeah,
most of the time the stars, when it gets down to the crunch time, they're going to take over. And, you know, Paul George is that guy that can do it for Indiana.
Well, and Rod, you know that anything is possible in postseason play, because who can forget the 2007 season when Golden State upset the number one seeded my Mavericks in the playoffs? And for all of us Maverick fans, I mean, that's a painful memory, but you were the general manager in 2007 for that We Believe squad, right?
Oh, yeah, that was such a fun time. You know, with Golden State, there have been a lot of years of playoff dryness in terms of not getting there and not having good teams. I know when I played back in the late 80s, early 90s, we had some pretty good teams, but we never could get, you know, past the Lakers and the teams that always controlled the West back then. And then to have the 2007 team come in as the ultimate underdog, you know, Dallas was the preeminent favorite, and we came in as the eighth seed and basically, you know, stunned them. We ended up winning, I believe, that first game, which allowed us to now, the second game, we tried, but Dallas was they were a little bit more hungrier to make sure that they didn't go down 0-2 going back to Oakland. And we held serve in games 3 and 4, mm-hmm. which allowed us now to feel that, oh, we can close this team out. And Don Nelson and Baron Davis, Steven Jackson, Monte Ellis, some of the names that were down on that floor, and along with myself and Chris Mullin, our president, we had such a ball back then to just watch and revel that we never thought we could win it, but sometimes things happen.
You know, Rod, in your mind, is that the greatest playoff upset in NBA history?
I like to think so, just for selfish reasons, but I mean, you can probably look at some of the other. I don't know if has there ever been a 1-8 upset like that. Did something happen after 2007? I can't recall, but, you know, Dallas, but to their credit, they came back and they steadied the ship and won a championship probably a couple years after that, right?
That's right, in 2011. Hey, former Charlotte Hornets and Golden State Warriors general manager Rod Higgins is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. So let's talk about your former team, because it has been a historic season for the Warriors. In your mind, will they win it all? Because they certainly make it look so easy.
I sure hope they do. It's not too often you have entertaining basketball the way they play it. They make it fun to watch. They play at that high level, kind of the way you play when you're playing on the weekends. If you're a weekend warrior, everybody likes the up-tempo, fast break, shoot the three, throw behind-the-back passes, and make it fun. And they're winning in that concept, with that concept. Coach Steve Kerr has done a fantastic job of putting in a system the last couple of years that these guys can really excel at. And like I stated earlier, you know, you have superstar talent on that team with Steph, and being, you know, he's probably going to win another MVP title. I mean, MVP this year. And then you have all-stars in Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. So they're a very talented team. And, you know, when you have talent in this league, combine that with great coaching and great philosophies, hence you have the Golden State Warriors of current. And it's fun because, you know, I love watching them and having a connection through, you know, being a former player, working for the organization. So I do have an affinity for them.
My final question for you, we are running out of time. Rod Higgins has been with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You played for a Hall of Fame coach in Don Nelson. You know, he was, in many ways, ahead of his time because he was big on using small ball.
That's funny you said that. I was talking to Chris Mullin a couple weeks ago, and we were just laughing that Nelly was basically 30 years ahead of his time, because when we played for him, we kind of played like that. You know, it was hard to win because back then the rules were different. You know, the hand checking, the illegal defense rules, like now it's a little bit different with the zone you can play. But Nelly, he made it fun. He always talked about not matching up to the way the other team wanted to play, and he wanted the other team to say, I got to match up with our style of ball. So he would sometimes go small, then smaller, and then even smaller than that, uh-huh. just to kind of create that flow and that tempo to make the other team uncomfortable. I remember distinctly in a playoff series against San Antonio when we were playing David Robinson. Larry Brown was the coach, and we lost the first game, and Nelly said, okay, we're going to change the style of play. We're going to go even smaller against David, and then we'll just double him and start scrambling and just jump the game up. And we ended up winning that series, and, you know, we weren't favored to win it. So he was always innovative that way. He made practices a lot of fun because you just never knew what he was going to do in an individual day. Now he's just soaking up the sun in Maui.
You've been listening to the voice of Rod Higgins, former Charlotte Hornets and the Golden State Warriors general manager, had a terrific NBA career. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to our next conversation. Thank you so much, Rod.
Thank you. Okay, good luck.
You bet. Much more straight ahead. You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight, right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.